Chapter 11, Power of Participation. The more you get others to participate or be involved in a certain subject, the more chances there are that you will persuade them. That's the power of the principle of participation. Let's say you go to the store and just look around to see if anything attracts your eye. The sales representative sees you particularly interested in one clothing item and approaches you to ask if you need any assistance. You ask if they have other sizes for your preferred clothes. He gives you multiple sizes to see which one fits you the most. After trying many sizes, you're much more likely to buy the one that fits you, even if you have no initial intention to buy. You can get others to participate through many means. Listed are some of the ways. Number one on the list, get them to spend more time with you. Number two, let them use the product or take it home for a certain number of days. Pet shop owners use the bring home the pet technique with great success. They let people bring home that cute, adorable little puppy and then tell them that they can unconditionally return the puppy after a week or so. All payments refunded. This sounds like a risk-free guarantee for the buyer, but in reality, this is very smart marketing by the seller because nobody can afford to return the puppy home. Let them use the product to their heart's content and make them feel that they are already the proud owner by giving them the step-by-step instructions or details. Number three on the list, get them to talk with you longer and more frequently. Make them feel comfortable to talk with you. Then keep the flow of the conversation going until you find a spot where you can gently inject your persuasive message. One thing to get them talking is to ask their expert opinion or suggestion. Nobody wants to be ordered, but if you ask them what they think of a certain thing or what advice, suggestion, opinion they can give you, you'll be surprised how motivated they are to give you a piece of their mind. The reason for this lies in human nature. People want to be recognized. They need to feel that they have something valuable to contribute. They want to feel that others need them. You satisfy that craving and at the same time enhance your chances of persuading them by asking them what they think. Another great tip would be to ask questions that compel them to think of the answer instead of asking a question answerable by a simple yes or no. In lieu of saying, "Are you still thinking about what course to take on college?" you could ask, "How do you make a decision in choosing the right course to take?" Or what are your criteria to know which course fits you the most? You can use their answers to ask more open-ended questions as long as you don't come across as nosy. Number four, get them to stay at your place longer. Some restaurants and stores create a unique ambiance that attracts people to them and make them stay longer, such as dazzling lights, engaging music, or reviving aroma. The more senses involved, the more chances the prospect will be persuaded. Remember to use the proper setting for the situation. You wouldn't want to create a caveman atmosphere in a technology shop. Number five, get them to be mentally and emotionally involved in the experience. Want your student to stop bullying his fellow classmates? Assign him to make a presentation on how to be friendly and treat people nicely. Mark Joyner applies this concept in his Simpleology website. He uses videos, audios, PDFs, quizzes, and exercises on the same topic in order to impress the lessons in the mind and get the emotions involved. This is the end of Chapter 11.